there were thousands of books, and I just felt drawn to this book about Greece. And so I picked it up and I started reading, and it was just the things I needed at the time. And I learned about the poet Pindar in Greece that I'd never heard of before. And scholars credit Pindar with actually ushering in the golden age of Greece. I thought, wow, a poet. And so my question was, I wonder who influenced Pindar in that era. My water is still fine. And I was standing in my front of my books in my basement, and I just felt drawn to a book on my top shelf. It was just a book of children's stories that I'd never looked at. I opened the book, and it fell open to a page about Pindar. And it said, Pindar was taught by two women, two renowned singers who sang songs into his heart. Their names were Clirtis and Myrna. It was two women. I thought, wow, I want to share this. I wish I had a visual. So I did a Google search, and it came up with nothing. So I thought, well, you know. And then I went to bed, and I heard something fall off my nightstand. I got down on my hands and knees and under my bed. Well, there's a lot of things down there, but I found an old children's book. I opened it up, and the first picture I saw was Pindar with Clirtis and Myrna. You may call it a coincidence, but coincidences like that happen all the time in my learning. The Spirit is very purposeful in its teaching. Each one of us comes into the world with a divine purpose, a special contribution each of us is to make. Only the Spirit can help us navigate the tsunami wave of information we're surrounded by and lead us to exactly the things that we need to know and understand to accomplish our purpose. There are hidden treasures of knowledge buried all over this world, and the Spirit is waiting to lead those who are asking questions and who care enough to learn about the things that the Spirit wants to teach you. But look what we're doing. For the first 15 or 20 years of a child's life, every single day, we tell him what he's going to learn, what book he will read, what we expect him to get out of it. We ask all the questions and let the child know when we are satisfied that he has learned what we want them to do. It's an outside-in model of teaching. What room do we leave for the Spirit to teach? What opportunities do we give our children to explore things that the Spirit may be leading, which is exactly what they need to learn? I believe that we have got to quit interfering with the role of the Spirit in the lives of our children in their learning process. I believe our job is to prepare their hearts, teach them the importance of correct principles, and then get out of the way. All learning under the influence of the Spirit is infinite and eternal. Take away the Spirit, take away the heart, and all that's left is purely academic. I now find this pattern of learning all over the place. For instance,